Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
You are listening to an A&R podcast. This is episode 35. And on today's episode, we'll be talking about the What If episode 6. We'll talk about the newly announced Marvel Legends Doctor Strange comic book version. And finally, we'll talk about all things Mezco. So let's get started. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another A&R podcast. We got a great show today. I'm excited for the topics that we have. But before we begin, I'm going to bring in my fellow Bayside students. I'm going to bring in my first student.
Look how proud he is of himself right now, smiling.
I'm going to name what these students are. Okay, D is my AC Slater.
Oh, yeah, I was going to call that dude with my exposed midriff with his cutoff shirts.
Chris, because he's blonde, he's got to be Zach Morris. All right. Chris, I know you're not happy with it. I'm going to be Mr. Belding. Hey.
Okay, I wouldn't be opposed to being Jesse either, because you know what? All I got to say is, I'm so excited.
I was going to say, are you sure you want to be here?
Oh, that infamous coffee pills,
coffee
right?
Coffee pills, yeah.
Oh, I was actually nervous to bring that up because I didn't know if D was old enough to.
Of course I am. I've seen all of them.
I thought maybe he watched the Second Coming of Saved by the Bell.
The first one where it was an entirely different class. There was no Lisa. It was just Screech, Zach, and that girl. I forgot her name.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It was grade five or something. Yeah. They were in.
I really miss that show a lot. It's one of those shows that
Good morning, Miss Bliss. That was
really cool. Yes, there you go. Good morning, Miss Bliss, yes.
And then the college years.
Yeah, the college years was good. It's the one in between. Did they try to revive it, the whole new cast?
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't feeling it. But college years, not bad.
Yeah.
A lot of kids, I had a huge crush on Kelly Kapowski. All day long, Kelly Kapowski. Some of my friends were rating, our kid crushes. Kelly Kapowski was one of them. The girl from Boy Meets World was one of them. But yeah, Topanga, right? They were rating it. I'm like, it's Kelly all day long for me, right? But anyways, I digress here. We're carrying on. This is not the Saved by the Bell podcast. We should do a retro one day. Talk about some of the...
Do retro, a retro shows.
We'll theme it, so we'll talk about that whole show
with a live audience. Entire...
We'll even get the sound effects
when someone comes on.
I'll even dress up for it, knowing no one can even see me.
We will definitely put that on Instagram. Speaking of Instagram, if you're listening to us for the first time, we do have a social media platform: Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. We're under @AstonishingNR. So go on and check it out. And Chris is dropping good stuff every day on social media. And say hello to us. Let us know where you heard us from and how you discovered us. And speaking of discovery, you will love to hear that we have a YouTube channel as well where we do figure reviews. And we're going to be doing a whole lot more as we grow this channel. But we're glad you're listening to our podcast. And we're going to start off like we always do. We talk about what we watched and what we got. So D, take it away.
So what we watched this time I watch a show called What We Do in the Shadows. I don't know. Oh, yes. Do you watch that show, Chris? It's basically like The Office meets, well, a cast of vampires and
Buffy the Vampire Slayer meets The Office.
What is this show? That is such a weird...
It's a weird premise, but it's a comedy. Yeah. And I just love Taika, so his writing style is 100% visible in this. The jokes are hilarious. It's my favorite thing to look forward to.
It's funny because I seen the movie because my best friend is really into it. And she told me about the TV show, and the episode we ended up watching was about unfinished business. His ghost comes back. It's all I gotta say is go watch it, because I can't explain exactly what goes on in there because it's a bit dirty, but it is so funny. Sorry, D, go on.
No, but I'm just happy you enjoyed it. Finish the other episodes if you haven't. What I got, so I didn't get any figures, but I got a game called Deathloop. I was excited to pick that up. You're basically stuck in
I heard great things about it.
I loved it. I was looking forward to it since the showing, and I don't know what it's called, the Sony Showcase. And you know how they have pre-orders like several months in advance, so I was just staring at it and in the PSN store. Just like, man, why you guys got to do that? That's so annoying. But I finally picked it up.
I'm going to have to definitely play that on Twitch.
Yeah.
We do Twitch on every Fridays, except for this Friday. We're kind of busy, but we will be doing Twitch regularly on Friday nights. So I'm playing some cool games. We got a bunch of games coming out. Metroid is coming out, so it's going to be fun to play in October. Metroid Dread? Yes. Yeah, yeah. So we'll be playing that in October. A lot of cool stuff coming out. Winter, you know, you got to stay indoors and play some video games and eat some good food.
You got to hunker down.
Hunker down. All right, what else? Anything else, Steve?
No, my money went towards video games. I have a lot of video games to catch up on. I didn't even finish Ratchet and Clank yet.
Oh, boy, and neither have I. I've just been so busy.
It's just like work, and then I play for like 20 minutes. I'm like,
I know, right?
I still have to eat dinner.
Oh, yeah.
I got to do adult things.
I got this thing called family that I have to deal with.
Just make them watch you play.
Yeah. I know, right?
That's family time.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretend you're watching a cartoon.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Chris, you're up. What's going on?
All right, so for what I've watched, I've been really watching American Dad on Disney Plus. And oh, so good. And I've been watching all the Halloween movies kind of leading up to going to see Halloween Kills, which I just recently watched The Curse of Michael Myers, where Paul Rudd makes his first appearance in the movies. So it was his big first starring role. And it's so funny because this was back in 1995 and he doesn't know. And he still looks the same.
It's weird.
Wow.
Like, this guy is a male version of Cher. Like, seriously. So, that's what I've been doing. I've also been playing my Marvel Revolution game, which I'm so hooked on. The graphics are just nuts.
Have you done in-game purchases?
Yeah.
Oh my god. They got you.
Well, it's the same with Marvel Future Fight. Like, I won't even say how much I've spent on that, because especially the work that I had to do to get Jean Grey Phoenix unlocked, and then
do you have to do? Like, get a bunch of feathers and then like a shield or stone? God.
Well, with her, it was the X-Men story mode, so you had to pay for the deluxe, which was $54.
Oh man.
And then you get bonus rewards. So you have to unlock all these stages, and then you got to get each character, I think it was Storm, Beast, Cyclops, Magneto, to level 60. And then once you get all those, then you get Phoenix.
Yeah,
so,
I'm not doing any of that. So.
It's worth it.
I'm happy you got her, and I will live through you.
But yeah, Future Revolution, amazing. Been loving it. And for what I've gotten, I did order three of the Age of Apocalypse figures. I got Magneto, Rogue, and Cyclops on their way. I'm only going to be collecting a few from Wave 1 and 2 to build the team I want, the team that I know. So keep it simple. More room for displays.
I just want to remind you, Chris, you're cheating. It's not what you're going to get. It's what you already got, okay? Because if that was the case, we'll be here all night with mine.
Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. All right, anything else?
No, nothing else. I had to keep it cheap this week.
Well, you guys will be shocked. I kept it really cheap this week as well.
Under 1,000?
Oh, yeah. Funny guy. So what did I watch? Well, I watched the Titans as well, episode 8. Speaking of that, I know last podcast we mentioned that we're going to talk about 7 and 8, but because there's 13 episodes, we felt that 7, 8, and 9 will do it together as 3 episodes, and then we'll talk about 10, 11, and 12, and then give 13 its own final thoughts because it's the finale. So we're going to do that next episode. We apologize for our 4 people that actually love Titans season 3. we'll definitely talk about it for sure next week. I watched What If, which we will talk about today. And I also watched my Ted Lasso show that I love. It's my chicken soup for the soul type of show. It makes me feel great watching that show. It's nice and warm and fuzzy. And I believe they won a ton of Emmys this year for it. It is a fantastic show. Even if you're not a sports fan, it's a must-watch show because it is just about family and mentors. And it's just a great all-around show. You can watch it with your... Maybe not watch it with your kids because there are some explicit languages there. Maybe if they're 15 and over. And then I also watched a new show that I got hooked on called Heels. Which is from, it is a great show about wrestling in Georgia area, small town Duffy. And it is with Stephen Amell. And it just came out on HBO Max, Starz, I believe it is, or Showcase, one of those two. But I streamed it and it's such a great show. It's all about this this wrestling company that they're, Stephen Amell and his younger brother in the show, their dad left them with, and they're just trying to make ends meet in a small town. But you get cameos from some big wrestlers. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody because the surprise is fun. But definitely check out Heels. It is a great show if you're a wrestling fan. But if you're a fan of Stephen Amell, he kills it in that show. He does a great job. It's really nice to see that he's found another home now after Arrow. What did I get? I got Bardock. That's about it from SH Figure Arts. Wow. Yeah, he just arrived today. Wow. yeah, I got SH Figure Arts Bardock, and that is it, folks. Yeah, you're never going to hear me say just one figure. That is it. Mainly because I don't even remember what I got from Tuesday onwards to today. It's been one whole week, and I don't even remember what happened yesterday half the time. But Bardock came in the mail today, so yeah, SH Figure Arts Bardock so far.
That's rare. It's like finding Jesus's face on a Dorito chip.
It's not a piece of toast, right? It's a Doritos chip. Okay. All right. We'll make sure to tell Telford that. All right. Okay. Let's get into our first topic. It is the what if episode. It was episode 6. And we'll kind of do a quick recap of it and give our thoughts of it. It is full of spoilers, so if you haven't seen it, stop what you're doing right now, stop listening to the podcast, and go watch it, and then come back and hear our points on the whole episode. All right, you've been warned. Here we go. So, What If episode 6 is about Killmonger and the change of course here of how he goes about getting revenge on his death by the Wakandans. So it basically is a Tony Stark introduction, just like in Iron Man 1, where he's in the desert in the Humvees with the army guys. They're about to go show some Stark technology, and they get attacked on. and, you know, bullets are firing everywhere. A bomb lands by and says Stark Industries. And then all of a sudden, instead of blowing up and falling back like he was supposed to and get injured, you have Killmonger show up out of nowhere and fling the missile away and basically change the whole narrative there of what Tony Stark's going to be like going forward. And doesn't get captured at all. He gets saved by him. And there's some question, you know, as to why and what was Killmonger doing there. So basically, we kind of fast forward. This is Killmonger's game plan here, long-term game plan to get back at Wakanda. And he's using Tony Stark in a way to get back at them, which is a long game he's playing because he's got to earn Tony Stark's trust, get Tony Stark to get angry at Wakanda. There's a lot of work in this version of Killmonger to get to Wakanda versus what the Black Panther movie was. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought it was interesting. What are your guys' take on this long-term goal that he had to get to Wakanda? Did you guys like it?
I liked it. I like to see like the baby steps, like his game plan, his interactions. That's what these What If episodes are all about for me. Like, yeah. These two have never met before. How are they going to interact with each other? That's what I like to see. And mm-hmm. I was pleased with it. Even though there might not have been the most action, which there still was, granted. Like, he's basically the Punisher and Batman. Like, he's dedicated his life to training. So there is pretty cool fight choreography. And sometimes I forget that. Like, Eric Killmonger spent his whole life killing people just so he could...
Yeah, he's got the scars to prove it, right? Yeah.
Like, he's a very smart man, so seeing him...
Yeah, he's a highly skilled person.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Seeing him plan it out in baby steps must have been hard for him, but it was a different take than what we saw in the movie, where he's just like, sorry, I love you, but you're in my way. I gotta blast through you to get to him. Like, yeah. What about you, Chris?
What'd you think?
You know... I didn't think I'd like this episode as much as I did. And, you know, it's such a tease because, especially with the beginning, it's amazing because he saves Stark's life. It's amazing how the smallest act can change a course of someone's whole outcome.
Well, this whole show is about that. It's just small changes that changes everything, right?
Yeah. And, it was very interesting, especially at the first, like, I didn't know how they were gonna, or explain why, or his whole premise of it, you know?
Yeah.
And then they get to it, and I just thought it was so very well done, you know, like what Dee said, it would have been nice to see the steps he, like, the prequel to this episode, which... When we talk about the ending, we could see this being a middle episode to a beginning and a third because ending. Yeah. But we'll get there.
One part I really liked was when he was at the bar and they're drinking because they're celebrating the accomplishments and Tony makes him head of security. And then Hap's like, well, hold on here. What about me? Yeah. I've been here longer, right? Like, he just totally screws Hap there, which... You know, it's funny to see happen in another episode. I actually love that character. It's just a fun character. And then the Liberator drone gets sort of manipulated into production. And I also liked how Killmonger kind of played it off when he was announced or was when Tony went to him and said, hey, I want you to be head of security. He's like, I don't know if you want to pick me. You barely know me. Like, it was so sly, right? Like, he knows he wants to be that, but he's just like, I don't want to be too obvious here because... I don't want my, you know, my secret out here, or my game plan to be revealed. So I love that writing of that, you know, interaction. I thought it was pretty cool. And then, you know, the Liberator drone gets built and, you know, they need vibranium basically to power it, I believe, right? Is that true, Dee?
Yeah. No other metal could handle the whatever. Like, they needed it to calibrate it.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, here comes Ulysses Claw again, like, this guy just never goes away, right? he comes back, he comes into the fold, and he's their excuse to go to basically Wakanda and negotiate this sort of vibranium, right? So basically we're in the middle of this thing here where he's got this army now. He's got the liberated drones. This is what he wanted. He wanted a massive army to go fight the Wakandan army. So he's got everything he wants. What are your thoughts on this liberator drone? And what do you think of how he went about getting this army together?
I liked it. There was a moment they used to introduce some more action into the episode. And of course, we go to Wakanda and get Vibranium. You're going to encounter Black Panther. And seeing him move when animated was like the most fluid, lightning fast thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it was cool.
So it's nice to see him again. And then, as you said, they got the army. It was cool to see them in mass production. I don't know how I feel about the look, but Killmonger's like, yeah, I kind of like anime. So they based it off, I guess, Gundams. Like, I don't know.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like the U.S. military. They had no idea Wakanda existed. And then they find it. They're like, holy crap. Like, this is...
He's like, are you sure this whole... is the meeting phase? Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to carry on here with this? Just because I don't want to be rambling on forever.
So, can I just, like you said, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, Chris?
I just wanted to add to, you know, I didn't necessarily like the look of the robots, but the thing that I was happy about is they didn't make it look like an Iron Man knockoff.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Because
they very easily could have.
Yeah, and you think that's what was going to happen. And then when he shows the holographic version of it, I'm like, oh, okay. I was not expecting that. So
I love the fact that they reference Gundam. Yeah,
I wonder how much that cost them.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. But yeah, it's funny how they reference Gundam. What's cooler, that robot or Hydra Stomper?
I like Hydra Stomper more.
Ooh, Hydra Stomper.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, I'm going to have to say Hydra Stomper. It's funny how we like something so retro versus something cool. So high-tech.
That's how old school we are.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, my God. All right, D, you want to carry forward here?
So what's happened is while they were in Wakanda, Killmonger also made it look like Rhodey got killed by the Wakandans. And the like, everyone,
so sly,
yeah. So now each country's pitted against each other, for revenge and like justice. Yeah. He goes back home. Stark knows the deal now.
I love this part. I absolutely love this part.
Where Stark's like, oh, what does he say? He's like, justice is for law, or he's like, the law is for judges. I want justice. He says something like that, and then he brings out his mech and starts thrashing him around. But this is where you get to see Killmonger's skills come into play, and this is the moment where it's like, oh yeah, I totally forgot he spent like 30 years or whatever, like 15 years trying to learn how to fight.
He rips off his shirt, right? Exposing his chest.
Because he was forged when he was a child. Like, he witnessed his dad die when he was like 10 years old. Yeah. So from that moment on, he just dedicated his life to hate. So, Tony's now dead. So Killmonger's just going around killing everyone, using each person's death as a reason to invade another country or get retribution somewhere else. So he ends up back in Wakanda. But the thing is, he announces himself as their relative, like he's technically the king's nephew, and he produces, I believe, Claw to him. And they don't really trust him, but once again, like, he's covered his tracks, and he's done it very well. So I don't know if it's fair to call them gullible or not, but as far as they know, he's family. He brought back their enemy and the Vibranium, so they welcome him in. And he also has intel about the U.S. invading their country, and he fights alongside them on the battlefield. At this point, I don't recall if he hates Wakanda more or the U.S. more. But I think he just wants to see both of them burn. I know he is mad about the Wakandans, like, turning their back on his dad and their people. But I don't know what the U.S. did to him other than just have crappy government. I don't know. Like, he just hates everyone and everything right now.
I think he's just a hateful person and just is hell-bent on getting revenge and doesn't care who and what he does to get to it, right? He has no allegiance to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what it is. It's just hates consumed him, right?
So up until this point, I enjoyed it. I liked what I see. I don't know about you, Chris.
So far, yes. You know, I love that they at least had one character when Killmonger is explaining to T'Chaka what's going on. And we have Shuri, who looks quite confused and concerned. And, you know, at least they had someone there who kind of saw past his facade that he was putting on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she's an intelligent person, so she should. I'm glad they made her the person, you know, in the room to understand and see the manipulation that's happening. Mm-hmm. Because if they didn't, then you made that character, you know, stupid. Because in the movie, she's very, very intelligent. And in the comics, I'm assuming D as well, right?
She's more deadly. And they, like, she's more just like...
More warrior than, like, type in the comics?
She's still smart, but she will just as easily punch your head off your shoulders.
Well, we might see that in Black Panther too, so we'll see that probably, right? That transition.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, Chris, go ahead. Finish it off here.
All right, so we got the robots entering Wakanda after they decide to put up a front. So they open up the barrier to let them in. And as soon as they got in, they closed the barrier behind them. And so this was weird. So the robots are moving towards them, and then all of a sudden they shut down. And I'm like, this is too easy. And everyone was like, yay, it's over. And then right then the robots start up and start attacking Wakanda, and a big battle starts. And, you know, in the end, Wakanda does win. And after everything, Killmonger gets to look like the hero, you know.
Yeah.
And so we have T'Chaka have a really nice one-on-one moment with him, talking about his dad. And he gives Killmonger the heart-shaped herb to become the new Black Panther. And at this point, Killmonger experiences the ancestral plane and comes face to face with T'Challa, which I didn't really expect that to happen, but it was just such a beautiful scene, just like the movie. We had the tree with the panthers in there, and T'Challa formed himself and said, was it worth it? And stating that Killmonger's actions will be exposed at some point. So it was, again, I was not expecting to hear Chadwick again. So again, that's what made this episode so magical. And I said it. So
yeah.
And at the end, we have, we're back in America, and we have Pepper, Happy, and what's the army guy's name again?
Oh, General Ross.
Yes. Them chatting about what's going on, and Pepper just steps away into her office. Then she finds Shuri there. And that was interesting. And stating that they have a common enemy, and they're going to open everyone's eyes to what's going on. Because we're left off with Wakanda and America at battle. And this is what made me really love this episode, is I want another episode. I really like this episode.
Well, you will get that, because I've seen trailers where Shuri and Pepper Potts are fighting together. So you will see that. It's coming. One question I want to ask you guys before I forget. Did you find that Shuri was too young?
Yes.
It was her voice. Her voice didn't
fit. Well, the character design, too. It looks like a 14-year-old kid.
Yeah, she did look more petite.
Like, I would have expected her to be in the 20s, right?
Yeah, so I didn't like that. I thought it was weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a different universe.
Yeah, exactly. All right, okay. So, final thoughts here before we wrap it up here. With this change that happened here, do you think this storyline, like, imagine this as a full-length feature film movie. Would you have liked this rendition of how he came to Wakanda and, you know, could try to get his revenge, would you have liked this, or would, do you prefer what the movie gave us? There was an absolute ending to it.
I prefer what the movie did us because it built a character built for, like, T'Challa and everyone else. Where in this, you would have to sacrifice their character development in order to push his through. Like, Tony didn't reform. He didn't have that life-changing experience. So he just became a weapons dealer.
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, if we don't have what we had in the past, we're not going to have Tony. And for me, like, when I watch this thing, I'm like, well, we got rid of Tony. We got rid of Black Panther. We pretty much killed the MCU right there.
Tony's dying every episode.
Poor Tony. He just gets laid on every time,
every time he shows up.
Yeah, he's either a zombie or dead. It's one of those. Yeah, no, I like the way they went about it. What I meant was about Killmonger's approach to Wakanda. I didn't mean that's what I meant. Sorry, yeah, I should have clarified.
No, I see what you mean now. They made him less mustache twirly and like gunning his way to the top.
Mustache twirly. Yeah.
Like you got to see his plotting instincts in this a bit more, so that was cool.
Yeah.
I wish we got to see his more cunning attitude in the movie.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. I loved the cunningness that he had in manipulating so many powerful people, including a country, right? Two countries, to be exact. King, a philanthropist, billionaires, you know, like basically doing what he does and just convincing all these people and making two countries wage war against each other. Like, that is brilliant tactician mind right there. Well, and we didn't get to see that in Black Panther, I think. We're going to cut short of that. Anyways, what were you going to say, Chris?
You know, that's the great thing about him in this episode is it was almost like he used his smarts to start the war. Like, he didn't really have to do a lot of fighting. And yes, there was a lot of killing. But at the beginning, he used his smarts, especially that scene when Tony was killed and Pepper Potts knew right away that something wasn't right. And she mumbles something and Killmonger's like, well, you know, she's really upset because, you know, him and Pepper Potts and Tony had a thing together. So they just brush it off like she was just grieving. So I love how they kept it smart and engaging. Absolutely. It was great.
All right. Well, we know there's going to be a continuation to this story because, like I just mentioned, I did see the trailer. So I wonder how this is all going to start coming together. There is a coming together for this from what I've been hearing on the interwebs. Any last thoughts? Anything else? What do we want to give this out of 10?
Based on Queen Ramunda's fight style, I'll give it an 8. Where was all that in the movie? Did you?
We didn't even discuss that. Yeah,
well, it's like that was just a small part of the episode. So I don't know. There was no reason to bring it up, but she tore is up a that former.
She's trained like the Dora Milaje, right? We didn't get to see that. Maybe we'll see that in part two, where you know she takes up arms. But yeah, we didn't get to talk about that. How badass was she in there?
It was funny. It's funny watching her and then just Shuri and her husband just standing at the top of the balcony just watching. Like, man, I know you're the king and all, but
come on, Baba, what are you doing here in the porch?
And I love how we got to have Angela Bassett again. Like,
yes.
I remember back in the day they were talking about bringing X-Men to the real life cinematic in Wizard magazine, and she was chosen as Storm. So it's great to see her in the MCU as a powerful woman and a fighter. That was great.
Yeah. I mean, she could be Storm in an alternate universe. You never know.
I would not say no to that.
Yeah, exactly. What if season two, right, Chris?
Please.
They have greenlighted season two, so that's good to see. Good to hear about that. All right, so Chris, what would you give this out of 10?
I'm giving it an 8.5.
Oh, you did the prices right on DL. Went up 0.5. Come on down. You won by 0.5.
It was really good. There were a lot of elements to this episode that I really loved. And, you know, it just, it wasn't one note. It wasn't just based on Killmonger alone. We got some other characters in there. I just really enjoyed it. And I wouldn't mind seeing it as a movie. I wouldn't say no.
Yeah. It'd be nice to see that. Yeah, just because Killmonger, how we interacted and manipulated people. Yeah, definitely. For me, I would give this probably... I'd give it an 8 as well out of 10. It wasn't quite up there, but it was still entertaining. It was fun. And like I said, Killmonger, I was really liking the way he was portrayed in this episode. It was really cool to see that craftiness that he had. Yeah, so, all right, we've given our scores. Pretty decent scores, right? Yeah. Not bad of an episode. Is it a top 3 so far in the 6 episodes?
For me, it is. I didn't expect to like it as much as I thought I would.
It's a top 3. So, I like the first one. I like the zombie one. You guys didn't like the zombie one, right?
Oh,
I just didn't mind
kidding.
It.
What?
Just kidding. Chris is all upset. Like, what are you talking about?
I was like, are you sure? Like,
were you, you're talking to hear you? That episode when I got to talk about it?
Okay, so does this slide into your top 3, Chris?
I would have to say yes.
Really? Oh, wow.
So right now my top 3 are the Star-Lord, the zombies, and this one.
Also, you do... Wait, hold on. So you dethroned the first episode?
You know what? It got bumped out.
Wow.
That's fair.
Wow.
Chris knows it didn't what make he my top. Chris knows what he likes.
It didn't make my top 3. It didn't.
What are your top 3s? What's your top 3?
Well, the Star-Lord one for sure.
Yeah.
The Hydra Stomper and Captain Carter. And then my third one was the Doctor Strange.
Well, not all choices are right, Elvin. That's okay.
Actually, this didn't even make my top 4 because a zombie is at number 4. I can't believe I said that. So this slides in at number 5 for me. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Wow. Wow.
Wow.
All right. So, yeah, we got our scores in. We can't wait for episode 7. We can't wait to see all this start to come together, you know, coming into one big climactic ending, which is what we've been led to believe so far with the hints and trailers. All right, we'll definitely touch on episodes 8 next week. All right, let's get into our next topic, which is fresh off today. We get, you know, news by Hasbro. They love doing this stuff. We get a Marvel Legends Doctor Strange Walmart exclusive. Why would you do this, Hasbro? I don't understand. But let's talk about the figure itself. It was, you know, there were some pictures shown and there's some conversation about it already on the internet. Let's give our take on this. To be, you know, clear, this is the Doctor Strange from the comics, not from the MCU. So let's talk about this. D, what's your first thought when you saw this?
My first thought was, it's funny because you and I were talking. You're like, I really want a comic Doctor Strange. And then pops up today. I was like, oh, Elvin's going to be fast. It's just aesthetic.
I wake up at 7:30 in the morning and my phone is blowing up. Right? I get messages, things from people who are in the Eastern time zone telling me, hey, you got Doctor Strange. And then I see my social media things, you know, Toy Amigos, shout out to them. I see their posting and stuff. And I was just like, what? Like, I thought I was dreaming, first of all. There's been times where I thought I was awake, but I wasn't really awake. It was a really good dream. And I sort of, you know, wiped the morning dust off my eyes. and I'm like, holy crap. This is Doctor Strange. I can't believe it. It's actually here. And then I see Walmart exclusive. And I'm just like, oh my God. Seriously? Like, why would you do this? This is a figure that a lot of people have been waiting for. I mean, I still have the Toy Biz one, for God's sake. That's how long I've been waiting for this figure to show up. And you do a Walmart exclusive. I mean,
that's weird to me.
If you're going to do a Walmart exclusive, you better have 10 on the pegs. I swear to God. Like, there better be 10 on the pegs at every Walmart, not select Walmarts across the nation. So
I can't even picture, like, a decent Walmart exclusive that we've just walked in and found.
Well, none I of have them been... have been decent, really.
Well, I have walked in and found figures, but not exclusives per se.
Yeah.
For Marvel Legends, Star Wars, I've lucked out on some exclusives in person. But yeah, timing is everything, because if you're there a day late, forget it. It's gone. And because of the exclusive, you know scalpers are going to be out there hoarding it all off the shelves. If there's 10, they're going to...
That's going to be the lame part.
They're going to take the whole rack. They're going to take the whole rack, and they're going to try to sell it for $60, $70 a piece. Which is, you know, Walmart's got to get smart on this and start making limits of one or two.
Well, honestly, guys, don't worry, because, you know, someone's going to snatch them all up, but they'll be back with variant head sculpts and magic pieces and accessories. So you'll still be able to get them, but maybe he'll come with Black Widow's head, you know?
You speak from experience, Chris.
No, it's just, you know, when I walk into the Walmart in Surrey Central, I'm just... that's not supposed to be in there.
It's like there's 10 legends on the peg, and like one and a half of them.
It's not just our local city. It's all over the nation. Yeah, it's everywhere. Yeah, North America, everywhere. You know, we see Baff pieces replaced with something else from like Fortnite, right? So, yeah, no. The looks wise of this figure, it's pretty good, except for two things that I've already heard about. Is the cape doesn't come off. It's actually stuck on him.
Yeah,
the cape is stuck on him. Yeah, it does not come off. And also, the emblem on his chest area, the Doctor Strange emblem, it should be a lighter blue because it's supposed to stick out. If you look at the comic books, you can actually see the emblem as a lighter baby blue, Hawaiian blue, if you want to be accurate, versus the rest of his outfit.
Because that's what it looks like in the photo that I posted. Like, you could see the difference.
Yeah. Ugh. So, I'm hoping that I can easily fix that with the shade of blue. Or D or Chris, one of you talented painters, maybe you can assist me on that. But I'll probably try to get this, but I'm probably going to have to find somebody overseas to help me with it. I have some family members in Asia, they probably could try to help me find this, because I can't play this game. I got a family. I got things to do. Like, I don't want to run at 9 o'clock to my Walmart just so I can get it. Because if I go there the next day, it's all gone. It's craziness.
Yeah.
So let's hope that they allow comic book stores to get it eventually, maybe a month or two later, so that it kind of gets. It softens the blow for scalpers, right?
I like the look of the figure, because, you know, I remember when I was a kid, I went out and I bought it because it was so cool. Because the cape was so cool. I was so into capes.
Me too. I'm a sucker for capes. Yeah.
Probably explains the reason why I am who I am now. But the only thing I wish for this figure was if it was on vintage carded. Because that would have brought me back. It's like walking into the toy aisle, you see that amazing purple background skyscrape, and then Spider-Man, and then a character on the side.
Well, here's what's going to happen. It's funny you mentioned that. They are going to probably do a vintage cartridge of this with a different paint job. I think they purposely have done this, not remove the cape, give us specific effects, not all the effects. You know, I think they're going to milk this thing, because this is a figure that, you know, it has some things that are new. And for them to get their money back, they need to do this again. And look at Doctor Doom, for example. Yeah. Three different versions. Actually, four now, I believe. I think four versions, yes.
Is it four?
Yeah, the white, the green, first green one, the retro carded green one. And
the white one.
Oh, no, yeah, old,
the recent one.
Yeah. So, and then there'll be another Doom. Guaranteed there'll be another Doom, for sure. They'll find a color and they'll put them in there, or they'll find some variation of it and put it into a box. But yeah, you're right. You're going to see a retro carded Strange probably down the road, for sure. And it's going to have different things. Like, I'll have a magic book, and I'll have a spell, something, you know, to make it different than what we got. And it'll have that lighter blue, probably, to give it the nostalgic feel with the retro card. Guarantee. I'm almost absolutely certain they're going to have that, for sure. Anyways, what you were going to say, sorry to cut you off there.
Who,
anything
me?
Anything else you want to? Oh, yeah, no. Yeah.
I totally forgot. Yeah, I hope that happens, because I'd probably pick it up and throw it in with my vintage carded figures that I have still.
Yeah.
And it was exciting to see this. I love how the colors are kind of true to the cartoon, the leopard.
It's about time.
Yeah. You know, we needed it. That
it took this long.
Yeah, I know. Everyone's like, really? Like, so, Dee, are you picking this up?
I have, like, no
love. Wow, after he says all that, he's like...
But I also, like, he's a 10 out of 10. Like, looks, accessories. Like,
is
for
he,
me, they know.
Is
that.
He?
For me, yeah. Like, accessories.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Fair enough for you, yeah. I mean, you know.
But you're like, the diehard.
I'm a fan. Yeah. I'm a fan of Doctor Strange. So, actually, I was actually contemplating on buying Doctor Strange First Edition. I was actually thinking about it. I was contemplating on buying it, but we'll see. Maybe.
No dice. If still need to ponder some more.
What's that?
You still need to think about it some more?
Well, it's over $1,000, so I better think about it some more.
No, thinking doesn't get you anywhere. Just throw money at it.
It's either the comic,
it's a slippery
or two
slope.
Hot toys.
It's a slippery slope, because yeah, I came close to buying an old Superman comic that came out in the late 60s. So that was pretty penny too. We'll see.
Was that the detective one?
Yeah. No, not the original one. No, that's not, there's no way I could possess that. You have to be a millionaire to possess that. But it was one of the later episodes, issues. Anyways, we're getting a topic here. I'm definitely going to be picking up multiples of these because I want to. And I might open one up and dabble with changing the look of it, because I would give this right now an 8 out of 10. Just the fact that the cape doesn't come out really annoys me.
I'm looking at... So is the pendant... I see some are open and some are closed. Did the figure just give him a closed version? Or no? Or is it just one solid color? I can't tell from these pictures.
Which annoys me, because I was going to give this the wired cape.
You can pry that off. Just put it in hot water.
Yeah, but I don't want to... Like, if the Agamotto, amulet is stuck to the cape...
Yeah.
You can't really pry that off, right? I think that holds it together, doesn't it?
That's probably where, like, it, like, inserts.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. It's stuck into that thing underneath it. So you can't. You can't pry it off. It's just, you're going to get rid of the... Unless you get an aftermarket Agamotto... Or whoever.
No, I think you should. You should buy one to open and do that with. Like, go to, like, Michael's and get an actual, like, gemstone.
Well, I know someone that can do it.
I think that's cool.
I will definitely commission that person to see if they can do that for me or not. But, yeah, it's nice to see that they've done this. But the sad part about it is an exclusive. But we'll see what happens. We'll probably report back on our podcast if we all were able to obtain it. And talk about it, right? And we'll definitely review it for sure on our YouTube channel. All right. Anything else you guys want to add?
I think that's about
no?
it.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
I'm just going to throw it to Dee's doorstep, whether he likes it or not. as I drive by, I just fling it like, you know, the paper boy flings papers to people's doors.
He's coming out the door and it hits him. Yeah. Thanks.
Good morning. Good morning. Whack. All right, okay, on to our final topic today. We are going to talk about all things Mezco. So if you're not familiar with Mezco, they're a big company that is doing some great things with a lot of soft good. Very, very soft goods. And they have got a huge following of people that collect them. A lot of people like them, but there's a lot of people that don't like them. And I'm looking at you, Matt. Our friend buddy Matt, who has dubbed them as pajama pants wearing characters.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's not fair. It's not cool, Matt. It's not cool at all.
Maybe at first.
Yes. So you guys, I want to hear your guys' thoughts on the good, the bad, and ugly with Mezco here. There's always, you know, some negatives that come with a company, right? So maybe we'll start off with D. What's your thoughts on Mezco?
I only have one, and it was Wonder Woman. I think.
Yes. I think I enabled you to get that.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of myself
for
that.
She looks phenomenal, but there are some, like, articulation issues I have.
Oh, some? Some, really? It's single, single everywhere. It's single everywhere. Yeah. Is Diana single from the mascara everywhere?
She holds her sword like this.
Oh.
Like, I think that the Cable looks fantastic. The modern Cable looks fantastic. I'm on the hunt for Conan right now, like Conan the Barbarian.
If you find two, let me know. I'll split shipping with you.
Yeah. But, like,
but, yeah, no.
The fabrics, sorry, I totally get what Matt's talking about. But then again, then you look at their facial features and the, like, accessories and all that. It's hit or miss with each figure. I think I like more than I dislike.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Yeah. What about something that you don't like about the company itself, not just an individual figures, but what's something that you don't like about the company?
I don't know too much about them. I think there have been a few instances where they just let the popularity of the character take the reins, and then they coasted off that and didn't really focus on quality control or articulation in that sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, oh, what this character, he's popular. He doesn't need to pose the way you want him to. He just look at his face. It's
yeah. It's a beautiful statue.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's McFarlane Toys.
Hey now.
Yeah. Atta boy. Put on that hate. I love it. All right, Chris. What are your thoughts of Mezco?
Honestly, I love Mezco. I did buy the Michael Myers back a couple years ago. I wish I would have kept it. I wasn't sure if I could fit it in with all the other versions.
Wait, hold on. Time out. You sold a Michael Myers figure?
I know.
That's like selling God for you.
Doesn't he, like, look adequate enough to be with the others? Like, what was the differences that threw you off?
So, the difference was he was a bit shorter. So.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why... 5 inch? Maybe about... just a little under 6 inches, you know,
that's disappointing.
Honestly, it was when it was standing next to my other figures, but now that I created that diorama of Michael Myers's house, he would have been the perfect height, you know. And I get how people were saying how they look like pajama pants, you know.
No, people weren't saying it, just Matt was saying
it. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't want to bring him up like you did, so...
Well, let's call him out. Let's call him out.
All right, Matt.
I got no issues calling him out.
You know, I was looking at the Cyclops figure, and yes, it looks like he's wearing pajamas. And, you know, there was no real details on it. They could have added some plastic goods for straps. You know, it's... But looking at where they are now... I don't have a complaint. I do have the Dawn of the Dead figures. It was a 2-pack of the zombies.
Of course you do.
And it's so great. And at first I wasn't sure about soft goods, but, you know, as collectors, we take care of our collection. And they've come so far. And honestly, the price that we pay for these Mezco figures, we get in accessories. They do not...
It's crazy. Like, for example, like D and me both got the Wonder Woman. She comes with a ton of accessories.
Yeah.
And they're good detailed accessories too. They're not like cheaply put together. Mm-hmm. Like her shield, her sword, they're really well crafted. There's
like,
a lot of details.
I want her with everything, but you can't. So it's just, oh man. I'm like, cool... just pose her.
The cool thing with the Michael Myers figure that I really loved about it is he did come with a head sculpt, a second head sculpt, but it was from the scene where he puts the bed sheet over him to look like the ghost, like the boyfriend.
Yeah.
It was so good. And talking about it now, I just really, really wish I had it. I'm so sad right now. I'm like,
what's even sadder is if you missed out on a Mezco figure, this is the thing I kind of don't like about Mezco. Well, it's not their fault, but the resale value for some of these older figures, it is off the chain. It is crazy. I mean, you go from like $50 to like $500 in a year and a half for a figure that you missed out on, right? Anything else, Chris? You want to add?
No, I will probably add some more Mezcos to my collection. I did come across the It at Netherworld Collectibles in New West. And again, soft goods, but looking at the quality, it was just, it looked movie accurate. Like every detail was in there. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I hit the Mezco itch this year. 2021 was the Mezco itch. Prior to this, the only Mezco I had was the Christopher Reeve Superman that came out about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. Or maybe, no, actually came out this year, actually. What am I talking about? But I never owned any Mezco at the time because, one, I was so, you know, I do multiple lines, so I didn't feel the need to get into Mezco yet. But as I kept looking at other people interacting with Mezco and I hear other people talking about how crazy it is to get this figure and that figure, I'm like, let's take a look at it. So I started researching and looking at it. I did hear a lot of things that scared me in the beginning. One of the things I heard was some people that had Mezcos from like 3-4 years ago, their soft goods started deteriorating because it was just, it's fabric, and over time the fabric started deteriorating, especially if you have it in sunlight, if you have your display and the sunlight's hitting it. So people were, you know, saying that, hey, keep your figures away from sunlight because the goods start deteriorating. So that scared me off. Then the other thing was, like, if I wanted to go back and get a certain figure, I would have to pay, like I just mentioned, hundreds and hundreds of dollars over the original retail price, because that's how it is. Like, once it stops, you know, circulating in distribution, it just skyrockets because so many people want it but didn't jump on the chance of getting it. So I was worried about that. But, you know, after looking into that, I'm like, I want to get some of this stuff. It just looks good. I love soft goods too. They're awesome. They really, you know, make that figure feel real, right? I mean, as good as Marvel Legends is, it's got a price point. It's not going to give you that quality, right? Yeah. Mezco is 3 times or 4 times the price, or even more sometimes if they add accessories and vehicles. So, you know, what we're paying for, we better get good stuff. And I got to say that every Mezco that I've bought so far has given me some value to it. Was it worth it? Like, for example, the Thanos that I had, I did not like the lack of articulation that figure had, but it was, you know, came with a bevy of accessories, and it just looked menacing. Mine actually had a tear in it. There was actually a tear in the leather, which was disappointing. Oh, but no. But it was a minor tear. But to me, you know, I'm like, you know what? This is just battle damage Thanos. I'm okay with that. That's, I'm not going to go. Yeah, I'm like, this is fine. He's a warrior. He fought, and this is his damage part. It's fine with me. I can live with it. You know, the first one that I actually got, Christopher Reeves, was an amazing figure. It has so many accessories. It came in a canister. It was just so phenomenal. And then the second one was the Dr. Fate figure that I got. Man, yeah. It felt like it was glowing. Like, I know the eyes glow, but I meant like the actual figure felt like it was glowing. It was so good. And Chris, you were there when we opened it up.
Yeah. I couldn't get enough of it. I was like, I was posing it for photos, and I'm like, you're standing off to the side with your arms crossed looking at me like, hey, we need to get going. And I'm like, I don't want to stop posing it. And like, the cape is just, you can pose it so many ways. So it's almost like, it was, I wanted one. That's how good it was. I fell in love.
And you have no attachments to Dr. Fate at all, right? None. But it just looks so, exactly. Like, I'm not a huge Dr. Fate fan, but I mean, when I saw the figure, I'm like, oh my God, this is the Doctor Strange of the MCU, DC universe, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, this is so cool. This is amazing. And, you know, I get the negatives that people talk about, how some of them look like pajama pants, as our friend Matt so eloquently puts it. I get that, because there are figures where I just look at it and go, ugh, no, not for me. And Cyclops being one of them. I did not purchase that Cyclops. Not to say it's a bad figure. It's just aesthetically, it's not what I want in a Cyclops figure. Mm-hmm. And that's different for everybody. They pick their figures and they pay their money. That's, you know, their decision. But, you know, over the last few years, I think the technology and the quality of Mezco has ramped up. It's gotten better and better. You know, even the in-house characters like Gomez sells out like hotcakes. Yeah. You know, so it tells you that they're getting better and their prices have been steadily the same. It hasn't increased quite a bit. And that I like to see, where the quality's going up, the looks of it going up, but the price isn't going up too much either.
Yeah.
You know, so I can't wait to get some more of the stuff. I got a bunch of them. Like I said, I got Aquaman. Aquaman is fantastic. The feel of Aquaman, it looks great. The scales actually feel like scales, right? It's like you're holding a fish in your hand, right? You feel the scale. I remember somebody else picking it up. They're like, oh, wow, this feels really cool. And it doesn't have leathery. It has leather makeup on it, but it doesn't feel like leather. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I got to say, like, it's such a great figure. What they do kind of hide is under the clothing, they do hide the articulation. And I think sometimes they kind of get away with it because it's single-jointed elbow or knee. And people are like, oh, it's, you know, it's restricted because of the clothing. No, not really. They do a lot of single-jointed stuff, like Dee puts it with Wonder Woman. I was very disappointed with the articulation of that figure. But the other stuff that came with it, I was like, okay, I gotta overlook it. The face sculpting was amazing. So, yeah, I mean, it's either that or I go to McFarlane for my DC stuff, and that's probably never gonna happen.
Looking at her, she scales with, like, the Mafex. Like, she's fine for, like, display purposes. So
whatever. Yeah, it is what it is. I mean, if, we're not gonna get anything better, I think, in terms of aesthetic looks. It just nails it, right?
And honestly, yeah. NECA does the exact same thing with their clothed figures. Like, their ankles move forward and backwards, and that's it. And some of, you know, the hands don't always have the hinge. Like, they turn, and they can move slightly, but...
Oh, yeah, they do this.
And there's... That's it.
Like, they just rotate. But to be fair, like, female figures have always been getting the shaft anyways. Even look at Marvel Legends.
Yeah.
The female, like, yeah. I mean... single jointed elbows all day long, right? Up until recently, we've been getting some more bikes up swivels and things like that. With the Lady J figure, I think that was a good example of how you can improve the female figures without getting rid of the look, right? The female form. But yeah, no, with Mezco, I think they're just getting better and better, and they're a hot company right now. I think, to me, they, you know, every year I pick a company that I think did a great job. And right now, they're coming in hot right now. Like, I thought NECA was doing great. And I thought, you know, Marvel Legends Hasbro line was doing great. But they're coming in pretty hot. They're bringing some great stuff. Like, we got Gambit coming.
Yeah, I saw... fantastic.
Oh, he looks just crazy good. I can't wait to get that in my hands. Like, oh, please. Right? So, yeah, definitely I think Mezco's on the rise. Are you guys planning on getting any Mezco stuff in the future? Like,
yeah, are you probably gonna... will. Like, Gambit looked great. If I see Conan, I'll get him. Like, there's just a lot that look fantastic, and based on looks alone, I would plan on getting. But like you said, they go up a small fortune, so.
Yeah, I actually picked up, lucky for me, I picked up at a reasonable price. I paid about $40 over the retail price, but I was able to pick up Iron Fist with the green outfit. And I've seen pictures of a lot of people on Instagram showing how amazing this guy's posability is with that soft good on him. He's got the onesie on, right? But he's so articulated. Like, it's so good. And I haven't even opened it up. It's still sealed. So I need to open these guys and have, like, a nice little Mezco party in my, you know, room here. Open up a bunch of Mezcos, take some pictures, and have some fun with it. I can't wait. I got a bunch of them that I want to open up. Anything else you guys want to add to our Mezco?
I just, if anyone from Mezco happens to be listening, you know, hey, you never know.
We do reach the globe, all the places here.
just a suggestion, you know, if you had a figure that was released, maybe do another limited release again. to have a second chance at getting some of these well-loved figures out there. That would be amazing.
That's the downside of Mezco. Once they're gone, they're gone.
You shush your mouth.
They are like, join the waiting list is everyone's hated line when they see their website, and they take $30 and they'll probably, you know, they'll probably never see it again. That's I do have a Mezco coming. It's the shark guy that's coming. I was able to get him. It's a, they're in-house character, and I'll be doing a review on that for sure. He looks great. I have no attachments to this guy, but when I saw him, I'm like, oh my God, he looks so badass. I need to get him. And that's, yeah, that's crazy. All right. So we are going to do this monthly. You know, we're going to pick a company every month, and we're going to kind of highlight their past, present, and future outlooks. We'll talk about our experiences with them and if we're going to be going along with them. So, you know, there's going to be a day we're going to have to talk about McFarlane, Chris, and I know you love him. But we'll talk about.
I'm more worried about you.
I'm not a hater. I never said anything negative about him ever. You know,
if you go back to episode.
No.
Go back to episode 15, 14, 20. 13,
12, 11.
Yeah. You know what? Just listen to them all. You're here.
Yeah, definitely. If you are listening to her for the first time, go back and listen to some of our other episodes. Try not to listen to the early ones because it was just by myself, me talking to the wall. It was very sad. But yeah, definitely listen to some of our other episodes and give us your take on them, what you guys think. And speaking of give us your take, if you go to our YouTube channel and subscribe and leave a comment on any of our videos, you're gonna have a chance to win some cool prizes. And our next video that's gonna drop, we're gonna talk about what prize we're gonna give away for this month. So we've given everybody a 2-week notice to start leaving some comments. And then in 2 weeks from now, we're going to give away that prize. We're not going to mention it on the podcast. You're going to have to go and watch our video on Wednesday when it drops. We'll talk about that. And Chris will definitely blast it everywhere, so you will be aware of what we're going to be giving away.
Seriously, when you told me what you're giving away, I'm like, did someone take their crazy pills today?
Yeah, we're going to get some cool prizes. So it's your benefit to go out there and subscribe to our channel and leave comments. You'll be rewarded every month. All right. With that being said, wherever you are on the world or the universe, have yourself a good morning, a good day, and a good night. This is Casey Kasem saying Bayside forever.
I'm so excited.